My guest is Steve Chapman. He's a syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He's been responding to journalists Judith Miller and Matt Cooper, who explained earlier why they're risking imprisonment rather than revealing confidential sources to a federal grand jury. Now, in a separate investigation, Judith Miller has been asked to hand over her phone records, asked by the U.S. prosecutor in Chicago, Patrick Fitzgerald, who's also the special prosecutor in the Valerie Plame leak. Now, Miller says that the records they're asking for are basically all of her phone records in the period after September 11th, a period in which she called basically every source that she has. So she would be handing over the names and numbers of all of her sources if she complied with this, and she is therefore not complying. Do you have an opinion on that one?
Well, that is a separate dispute, and that does obviously give me some reservations. And I think that's why it would be a good thing to have a federal shield law to make sure that prosecutorial inquiries are kept as narrow and limited as possible to avoid sort of sweeping investigations of you know, every source a reporter might have.
Why do you think there should be a federal shield law for journalists, and what do you think it ought to say?
Look, there are a lot of cases where the simplest thing for a prosecutor is you see a story in the newspaper about a crime that's been committed or a leak that you know is illegal, and the prosecutor could just decide, well, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, and let me just subpoena the journalist and find out who the source was. There may be a lot of other ways to find that information, and I think journalists ought to be sort of the last resort for prosecutors, not the first resort. That's what a shield law would do. It would require prosecutors to meet certain pretty strict conditions before they can subpoena a reporter. And only if those conditions are met would a reporter be forced to disclose a source. You know, the reporters in this case, you know, they're outstanding reporters, and I have a lot of respect for them, and I admire their fortitude, even though I think they're mistaken. But they do have a point when they say, and the President General has a point when it says, if this becomes commonplace, it is going to dry up the flow of information that the public needs. And I think a federal shield law would prevent that from happening. It would limit it to cases where it's really essential for law enforcement.
The special prosecutor has asked some sources to sign confidentiality waivers that would relieve journalists from the promise of confidentiality that they gave to the source. Do you have any concerns about this growing use of confidentiality waivers?
Well, what a journalist should do is tell a source, I will do everything I can to keep your identity secret, but if I'm faced with a legal court order to testify, I'm going to follow the law. You know, it's a promise to a source is a little like a marriage vow. You know, a lot of people walk up the aisle every year and vow not to separate till death do us part. But a lot of people eventually decide that the evil of honoring that promise is greater than the evil of breaking it. And I think in a situation like this where you have somebody who's committed a potential felony, and the journalist in this case had no reason to expect that they would have to go to jail to protect that source. They shouldn't go to jail to protect that source.
But I think the point journalists are trying to make now is that when you promise confidentiality, that's a sacred promise. You don't then go home and decide, well, should I keep that promise or not? Because the whistleblower is often risking their career or risking their life to reveal that information. So if they're revealing that information to a journalist who's, you know, willing to divorce them, then it means the journalist can't be trusted with the information.
A journalist should not be trusted to break the law and defy court orders to protect a source, in my opinion.
Well, Steve Chapman, thank you very much for talking with us.
You bet.
Steve Chapman writes a syndicated column for the Chicago Tribune.